Charlie Tuna, the sensuous disc jockey. At least for now. Someday I'm going to get out of this business. I'm going to get a parachute, an empty satchel, and some hunting boots. And I know what you're thinking, but I'd probably blow it and buy a round-trip airline ticket. Here's Paul Simon, sans Garfunkel. Me and Julio, down by the schoolyard. I'm a pajama roll. That's Paul Simon, me and Julio, down by the schoolyard, matriculating, right over near the teeter-totters where they dust the erasers. Well, that can't for Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for listening. Before I put the nylon stocking over my head and go out on the street again, a quick hello to AFVN Da Nang on the mountain. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay tuned. It's Charlie Tuna, back on the radio, the second most exciting act in show business. The first act is Burt Reynolds playing the accordion. Charlie Tuna with a brand new hit from a brand new artist I'd like you to take a second to listen to. Matter of fact, about 6 minutes worth. This is Harry Chapin in Taxi from his album Wonder Where the Yellow Went. Taxi!
It was raining hard stone.
That's Harry Chapin in Taxi. It's actually a fantasy of what he wanted to happen. He'd heard about an old girlfriend who'd married for money instead of love and wanted to get a job as a cab driver, find her and pick her up, and then drive her around and find out what the life for her had been like. But never got around to it, because the day he got a job as a cab driver, got a hit record, and that was that. Well, don't like it. This is the stuff that makes me a hit at cocktail parties. Charlie Tuna.
Bringing you the music.
That's the Jimmy Castor Bunch. I know, I feel the same way getting up in the morning. That's the Troglodyte, the missing link in music on the Charlie Tuna Show. Creedence Clearwater Revival. And someday never comes. And what is today? But tomorrow's yesterday. Don't put off until tomorrow. What? Oh, why go on with this? It's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Some of that Fogerty funk. Still sounds like there are four guys in that group to me, though, doesn't it to you? That someday never comes. Well, I think the time has come here on the Charlie Tuna Show for another call to ZZZ, ZZZ. For those of you who aren't into what that is, that's the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. And you get always some kind of strange recorded message on there when you call them. For an example, let's see what happens this time.
This is the award-winning Z. Now, here's Z's tongue twister for the week.
Okay, Mac, stick your tongue out.
You've been listening to this week's Z tongue twister.
Sorry, sorry.
That's Don McLean. Boy, he likes Ray. He writes good songs, doesn't he? I even like his toothpaste. That's an ode to Vincent Van Gogh. Okay, I'm on the Charlie Tuna Show. Listen, I don't normally ask you out there in the radio audience for personal favors, but I would like one right now via the telephone. I'm a little alarmed by the increasing crime rate, and I'm trying to hook up one of those tape recorder burglar alarm systems. And I've got the tape recorder working at a radio station. I've also got some tape, but what I need now is the sound of a vicious, ferocious dog. So if you have one, give me a call, because I'll get the dog on a tape recording and then set it up in my home, and when somebody tries to break in, it trips the tape recorder and sounds like there's a snarling dog, this vicious animal inside, and it usually acts as a deterrent to having your house burgled. So give me a call here at the station, and we'll take it from there, all right? And we can get a good dog out there. Give you an example of what's happening with crime in this world. Last week, they caught an 80-year-old lady who held up a bank. That's right, 80-year-old lady. And the way they recognized her was by the support stocking over her head.